different holiday destination, and there's certainly a very different landscape.
Big holiday is what you call this.
Now, if you got $1.5 billion to spare, what would you do with it? Buy your own little slice of paradise on Earth, perhaps, by purchasing a Caribbean island? Or would you rather aim for more lofty destinations?
You see, 40 years after NASA launched its final manned moon mission, a team of former NASA executives have launched a private venture in order to send people to the moon for a mere $1.5 billion. Golden Spike is a company offering a two-person trip either for research or national prestige. And Alan Stern is the CEO of Golden Spike.
It has so much to teach us about the origin of the Earth, the evolution of our solar system, the workings of small planets, and it may even teach us about the origin of life on Earth. And we also know that the moon's stores of resources, ranging from water that can fuel lunar bases to platinum and other exotic elements of economic value, are there in huge quantities. Simply put, the moon is of interest to both the scientific community worldwide and to the commercial development of space, and it's right around the corner.
Well, let's speak to Jonathan McDowell, an astrophysicist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. How's this thing going to work then?
Well, it's actually engineering-wise a pretty good plan. They're going to take two flights to the moon. First, you put the lunar lander on the moon around the moon robotically, and then you send your intrepid tourists in a capsule similar to the SpaceX Dragon capsule that's been flying lately, and they link up with it and go down and have a little stay on the moon. And it'll be much like the Apollo missions of 40 years ago, but done a slightly different way.
So as far as going there, technology-wise, it's not starting from scratch then?
That's exactly right. And they would use existing rockets, perhaps like the Atlas V or the Falcon, existing pieces of hardware. They have to build the lunar lander, and they go, oh, well, it's not much harder than building the Mars rover. I think it rather is, but we'll see how that goes.
$1.5 billion, it all seems quite a lot to cough up for. I mean, I know it's an extraordinary trip, but still, it's a lot of money.
That's two seats, you understand. It's only $750 million each, and that's US dollars. So, but yes, I think they're going to have a trouble finding enough of a market, because selling one of these is not enough to recoup the development costs. They need to sell a bunch of them. And maybe find one country which is willing to spend that money, but how many?
Which is exactly what I was thinking. Who would pay for this sort of trip?
Well, you know, the idea is, I think, that there might be one or two billionaires who have nothing better to do with their money, but more likely it'd be some country which thinks that it can increase its national prestige in the world view, perhaps get more attention in the world, by being the second country to land people on the moon. And I don't know, perhaps the UK government would like to invest $1 billion in a joint British-American space mission to the moon and hope that no one notices that the rocket and the spacecraft and all the technology are American.
The thing is, I mean, for sure, it is a trip like no other, but once you're there, it's a bit boring, you know, the landscape. It's not the greatest of destinations.
Oh, well, but you have the blue Earth in the sky. That's stunning. And it's sort of like the appeal of the Arizona desert. You know, you have this stark alien landscape. I'd absolutely go if I had that kind of money to spare. But the problem is that he's conflating the scientific reasons to go, for which I think are great, but you send robots, and the prestige reasons to go. It'd be, you know, I don't think it's going to be a huge tourist destination until you get an infrastructure there. Maybe 100 years from now, when there are mining bases on the moon or something like that, it'll make more sense to set up the Lunar Hilton Hotel. But right now, the real customer base is probably going to be governments which think that they want to be the nth country to land an astronaut on the moon. And I think that's more likely they'll want to spend their own money developing their own technology to get there rather than just going as passengers on American technology.
Okay, the thoughts there of astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell. It's coming up to 4:30 GM.